The Pacific Coast Council and Camp Meeting at East Portland. Ellen White and those traveling with her from Walla Walla arrived in Portland on Tuesday at noon, June 17. Regarding the situation at the encampment, Wagoner declared, "From the first it was evident that the meeting would be one of hard labor. The condition of the people was not favorable. Most of the members of the principal churches had taken quite a decided stand against the action of the General Conference, which made it very difficult to reach them. Our working force was found to be none too strong for the occasion, and had it not been for the pointed testimonies of Sister White, we have every reason to fear the meeting would not have accomplished the object desired." Writing to Smith, Ellen White noted, "The work in this conference was of the same character as the work above, at Walla Walla, only more so. We have had one of the hardest battles we ever had to engage in. The leading men in this conference seem to have no respect for the General Conference. The people have no respect for ministers or president. We cannot give you all particulars. We had men hard to deal with, difficult to be impressed. The labors of our ministers were accounted of no more value than their own wisdom and judgment. The only thing they did not dare to reject was the testimonies. To these they did bow after long delay italics supplied." Raymond was at this camp meeting in the Pacific Coast Council. At the Walla Walla meeting he had made confessions and had attempted to draw near to his brethren, but cherished views are not easy to part with. There was another confrontation in East Portland, wrote Ellen White in her letter to Smith. "Brother Raymond has done a work that was tearing down. New views after the order of the views of Brother Owen were presented to the council for examination. The same was done with Brother Raymond's views. A council heard his arguments and then wrote out their answer. He has consented to abide by the decision of his brethren." Shortly after the meeting, Ellen White wrote her testimony dealing with the Raymond matter. It may be found in Testimonies, Volume 5, where he is referred to as Brother D. She indicated the procedure that should be followed under such circumstances. "There are 1,000 temptations in disguise prepared for those who have the light of truth, and the only safety for any of us is in receiving no new doctrine, no new interpretation of the Scriptures, without first submitting it to brethren of experience. Lay it before them in a humble, teachable spirit, with earnest prayer, and if they see no light in it, yield to their judgment, for in the multitude of counselors there is safety." This counsel was not new from the pen of Ellen White. Her first book, A Sketch of the Christian Experience and Views of Ellen G. White, published in August, 1851, sounded the note. "I saw that the shepherd should consult those in whom they have reason to have confidence, those who have been in all the messages, and are firm in all the present truth, before they advocate new points of importance, which they may think the Bible sustains." Again in November, 1851, Ellen White reported that while she was traveling in Vermont, the importance of laying new views before leading brethren, or messengers, as they were designated, was again open to her in vision. Here is her account as it related to the meeting held on Sunday, November 9, 1851. "I also told them that the messengers of God should be perfectly united in their views of Bible truth and should consult with each other, and should not advance any new view until they first went to the messengers and examined those views with the Bible, and if they were correct, let all the messengers spread them, and if they were error, lay them to one side. Then the gospel seed would be sown in union and raised in strength, and all the messengers east and west, north and south, would be telling the same story.